As the mighty Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we thank him, love him, and bless him for all that he has done for the life of this world, for mankind. Now may we hold so close to him that at all times his cosmic power enfolds us to the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the manifestation of our victory wherever we abide. Beloved ones of my heart, let us intensify again tonight the acceptance, the call on the victory of the sacred fire of the angelic host. I am keeping my word tonight when I promise to return to you if you did your part of what was required. So my presence with you tonight is an acknowledgement of your effort. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? There's something I wish to explain to you as we moved into outer conditions, more of the power of the angelic host, so that you will see more often the results of your call, your acceptance, and the use of the sacred fire they direct. Now, this is why the power of the angelic host can be intensified around you in a certain cosmic action that will bless you and all mankind in the consciousness of the mass of the people of the world. There is within that life a certain acceptance of the angelic host, because there is a race consciousness among the people of the world that when someone is given protection in some crisis and the individual comes out all right, almost without exception, someone says, well, your guardian angel was taking good care of you. Do you not know how often that is used in the outer world? Well, that is an innate knowing within the life of the people that the angelic host are the guardians of mankind in their experiences of this world. And so when you commence to recognize a sun presence of the guarding power of the great angelic host, you do not have the resistance as you accept that, but you might on many things that the outer world has not yet established as a habit of acceptance. And so we would appreciate it greatly as you call forth the sacred fire of the protection of the angelic host. The angelic host's protection by the sacred fire that is at all times at hand. Because in the atmosphere in which you move, there is certain action of the fire element that the angelic host produce, and no unascended being can interfere with that. So as you go forward, try to feel the assurance, the absolute certainty. When you accept the protecting flame from the angelic host, that it is ever about you and ready to flash on an instant around you in any set of circumstances. And it can always flash quicker than any destructive force can act. So if you will enter in to the continued use of the angelic host's protecting flame everywhere around all that is constructive. For of course, I assure you, the angelic hosts do not protect that which is not constructive. So as we move into the release of greater power, which you're going to require because we want you to accomplish greater things in a short time. And therefore, whatever needs to be done in outer physical conditions can always have the assistance of the angelic host if they are recognized and called to, and their protecting flame drawn into outer conditions by your own conscious will and desire and love to them. Now we are drawing more and more power every day about you all. You are drawing more power every day through your decrees. And therefore, as the two streams of energy combine and are clothed in certain cosmic actions of the sacred fire, legions of the angelic host will be called into the lower atmosphere of Earth to hold about you and in outer conditions these activities of the sacred fire that control the affairs of mankind. Now, as this service is given to the nation, it was automatically given to you to control your affairs. It will automatically act there. But never fail to remain humble and obedient and grateful before this great presence of life, the mighty I Am, and the cosmic sacred fire, which it is constantly releasing into outer physical conditions to correct what mankind has caused to come into existence that produces confusion and destruction. Now you will notice, as you are aware more and more of the enfolding sun presence of the angelic host, you will notice a clearance of the mind. The mind becomes very much brighter, and you will have much assistance in anything to which you turn your attention, so long as it be constructive. And then as you make your calls, there will always be at hand one or more of the angelic host to assist you in ways and means that may not yet be revealed for months or years ahead. You know, long ago heard the messenger say, and as we have said many times, there must come more conscious cooperation between mankind and the angelic host, with your command that everything in your being and world be now a sun presence of the guarding flame of the angelic host, you will find the sacred fire in and around you will take care of conditions that you meet. We want you to become so invincible within this that wherever you abide, that sacred fire goes ahead of you and provides the best conditions possible for your success and enjoyment. Now, in the correction of conditions of the outer world that are destructive, there are legions of the angelic host who direct the activities of blue lightning, as well as the violet flame, as well as every activity of the sacred fire. And therefore, when you need to send forth into a national condition or a world condition more power to hold the victory of the light, fail not to remember that the angelic host who direct the blue ray and the blue lightning of cosmic annihilation are ever ready, and through your calls will set into action these activities of which they are master. Much of this must be done, beloved ones, before the final cleansing of the earth takes place. The angelic host never use anything but the sacred fire power of the great love from the heart of creation. Now, whether those who are the angelic host be ascended beings or not makes no difference, because all use the action of the sacred fire that is life's love to produce perfection. So when you call for the angelic hosts, guarding flame of invincible protection, you will find many times conditions around you changing suddenly for your benefit, your protection, and the protection of that which is constructive. Now, you need this not only around yourselves, but you need this in the powers of nature and forces of the elements, in your plant life, wherever you choose to bring forth something lovely to bless yourselves and others. You need the guarding presence of the sacred fire from the angelic host. And the more of the legions of the angels that can come into the lower atmosphere of earth, the cleaner that atmosphere will be. Therefore, the purification of the conditions in the atmosphere of earth can be brought about powerfully and quickly as the angelic host are called into action to govern them. Then much of the destruction that goes on every day in outer world conditions will simply be neutralized, and that destruction does not go ahead and produce what was intended. There are many, many blessings to come out of this, and we are hoping you will all love to feel the companionship and the association of the angelic host and their closer contact with those who will welcome them into outer conditions to more quickly purify and correct them. Thank you, precious ones. Now, another most important reason for my coming, concentrating on this in this class, is because there is such a rapidly increasing activity of mankind's energy through the atmosphere of Earth that you're going to have certain concentration of the guarding flame from the angelic host in order to hold certain order and balance and control of the atmosphere over your land or over any nation in the world. Since mankind has invented the airplane and the atomic bombs and that sort of thing, individuals are filling the atmosphere with more and more destructive rates of vibration. Many of these return upon those who sent them out, and they are paying the price right along. And anyone who comes in to a stream of that destructively qualified energy is subject to it unless individuals know this law and consciously command the protection that is required to avoid disaster. And that is one reason that it is so important for all of you to be aware of a sun presence of the guarding flame of the angelic host about you that forever holds protection against anything and everything that is destructive. This protects not only what you might call the physical side of yourselves, this protects the mind and the feeling and your atmosphere against the intrusion of those destructive activities thrown off by the rest of mankind that are the source of tragedy and desecration and destruction. Now, those of you who understand this law can render tremendous assistance through your decree for this to which I have referred. And if I were you, if you want to serve the nation, ask that the atmosphere itself over the whole nation be filled with the protecting flame of the angelic host that repels and consumes anything and everything that is of destruction against that which is of God. If you enter into this, you will find it clearing the way before you, and it will also take out of the mental and feeling world about you the fear and uncertainty that are the general radiation of the masses of the people. This is of infinite benefit and blessing and protection to you all. It not only surrounds you as an insulation to protect you, but it carries within that flame of love the directing intelligence and illumination and power of action to keep removed from your atmosphere the destructive things under which you have struggled in the past. So, blessed ones, you have no idea what this will do for you in a short time as you remember to do it several times a day. Do it in the morning, do it at night, time or two in the middle of the day when you have a few moments. Just give it recognition and ask your mighty I Am presence and the angelic host to establish that sun presence around you and your world of their protecting flame and hold it there for eternity. And then as you go forward, there will always be a guard about you. There will always be a presence whose directing intelligence will bless you for eternity. So, as we are entering in to the drawing into outer activity of more of the service of the angelic host, the cooperation between you and the angelic host will become closer, more tangible, more powerful, and more victorious. This is the gift of the sacred fire of love from the angelic host, which is the miracle presence that life gives you to help you accomplish the great work of cleansing the earth and attaining the final freedom, not only for yourselves, but for the masses of the people who must be helped at this time. You would be surprised if you could see into the atmospheres we do around individuals. You would be surprised at the individuals who secretly, within their own mental and feeling world, accept the guarding presence of an angel or the angelic host. And if that were concentrated and given more attention, it would remove a great deal of fear and doubt and uncertainty, and ultimately would remove it all. Since fear is running rampant everywhere in the outer world, now is your opportunity to establish this protection around you and hold yourselves invincible against the ever-increasing invention, may I say, of mankind's discord. It seems unbelievable, but it is true, how much energy mankind uses to consciously create destruction. And so this is the action that the cosmic law provides to give you invincible protection against that destruction until the final settling of the score of the world is completed. So, blessed ones, I'm very grateful for your cooperation in the last few days. And now, give this as much recognition as you can. And if I were you, I would not mention it to outsiders at all. Just keep your own counsel. Feel the sun presence enfolding you. Invite the angelic host to abide with you and help you do whatever fulfills the heart desire of your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. And you will find inspiration coming. You will find illumination. You'll find a peace that just seems to interpenetrate everything. And without effort, you just will enjoy doing anything you have to do, because in that is the flow of this protection flame that helps all mankind become purified more quickly and be raised into the attainment of the ascension. If I were you, I would also apply this to the nation. Ask for a sun presence of the guarding flame to guard everything within your government and within your land that is God's blessing to your nation and your people. And ask for this. And again I say, it will enable the legions of the angelic host to come into outer physical conditions more powerfully, mankind give more cooperation with the power that helps them. So, blessed ones, I could go on all night and take you into the secrets of my world of the angelic host, but I think you better not have too much at one time. But if you will use what I've explained, if you will love it in and around yourselves, if you will enjoy it, and it gives you the thrill of greater success, then every time we come, we'll expand the wave, and again you'll have more power for greater success. So, blessed ones, try to feel that you are going to associate now consciously with those great beings in whose being and world there is naught but the love of the mighty I Am Presence unto life. To enter in to the heart of love from the heart of the central sun means your mastery, means your victory, and means your freedom from interference and delay and the shadows of human distress. Your distress will fade out as the guarding flame comes in. Your strength and your power to attain your victory will grow in leaps and bounds, and you will always be accompanied by a being of the sacred fire who stands ready to give you whatever love you require to make you victorious. May you feel that enfolding flame of their love as a mantle of protection and power, and go forward and use it for the attainment of your freedom and the victory of that sacred fire holds its dominion over everything in this world for eternity. This is what it means to acknowledge that you are the fiery heart of God, the angelic host's guarding flame accompanies you wherever you go. And it is the power that forever sets you free. May you go forward and feel it and use it and be it until you give it to all without limit for eternity. Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. Hold us close in your own heart's flame. intensify the sun presence around us of your sacred fairy protection, and make us your heart's victory wherever we go, till that heart of the sacred fire's love from the heart of creation stands forth visible to all that lives and holds its dominion for eternity. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, guarding, sacred fire power of the great angelic host until it is forever in supreme command of all. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, clothe us in the blazing power of your own heart's victory wherever we abide. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Archangel Michael. And thank you, the entire angelic host. We accept your presence. We ask you to never leave us, but intensify the power that brings your victory everywhere forever. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great Archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Blaze without reservation, the angelic host's great guarding flame, and hold command for eternity. Blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame within to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And pouring into its distress the violet flaming cosmic Christ control and the great angelic host's great purifying love, let it take its dominion for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence of the great angelic host's invincible guarding love, intensify and expand its sacred fire till no human thing survives anywhere for any reason. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those in this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all of the angelic host's guarding heart flame necessary to hold those under this radiation in the victorious heart control of all in this world for eternity. We thank you.